He can get a job done without getting himself or Howler killed. I wanted to ask how Blade and Swan had slithered back into her favor, but management decisions were none of my business. I had had Lady explain that to me already, emphatically, regarding another matter. She left to offer Blade his opportunity. While she was away, Croker asked, "Where's the standard?" "Buried in my dugout." "Huh. How about the annals and stuff?" "They're in there too, but they should be all right for now. If we have another quake or a lot more rain, though, I don't know. We'll go after that as soon as we've got our people dug out." "How come she brought Sing and the Shadow Master here?" He understood. "Because I'm the physician, and they're both about half a heartbeat short of dying. Maybe if she'd had somebody of her own handy, whom she trusted..." He let it trail off. He would never trust his woman completely, where ambition might enter the equation. "She's probably less risk than you think. I think I figured it out last night."
"What?"
"Her relationship to Kina. How it works and why it exists. I think I got it."
"You have time to think when you're out playing spook?"
"Some. So tell me about my sweetie and Kina. Begin with the premise that she's pretty damned bright."
"Oh, yeah."
He smiled at some private thought. "Not to mention pretty strong-willed."
"You going to waste my time with understatements, or are you going to get on with it?"
"Onward.
I think that a long time ago, before we ever got to Gaz Lee, when she first showed unexpected signs of regaining some power, she understood that some force down here meant to use her, and she let it happen. And that lulled that force into thinking that it had claimed a slave, when in fact, what it really got was a parasite."
Several possible responses stirred behind Croker's eyes, but he said only,
"Go on."
"That's pretty much it. While the goddess was using her, Lady was limiting herself to Kina so she could suck off power she could use herself. I think she's burrowed in so deep, Kina can't get rid of her without crippling herself. I think Lady may even have some control over what the goddess does.
Kina got real upset last night. The Daughter of Night was being threatened directly, and when she tried to help the kid, even though she managed to get really destructive, her efforts never quite hit their mark."
"And you think Lady..."
"Yes, he's right." Lady stepped into the weak light. No telling how long she'd been behind us, listening. She was the darkness when it came to moving quietly. "That doesn't leave this place. So long as they think I'm the real thing, the end results will be the same as if I were. I discovered some interesting mold formations developing on the wall in front of me. I gave them my devoted attention."
Croker said, "If you're like some kind of leech or something, how come Kina hasn't tried to get rid of you?"
"Most of Kina is asleep. The part that isn't is interested only in bringing on the Year of the Skulls. And she's pretty stupid besides. She didn't understand what I'd done till recently. She may ponder it for years before she decides to do something about it." I said, "She does seem to look at time in a different way." Lady continued, "I'm concerned that my beloved sister may have solved the puzzle too, or will, now that she has the girl. The girl knows." I said,
"Catcher's hiding out in the same place she has ever since she got here." The old man knew where that was.
Croker said, "I'd..."